Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join with us on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, this program, this show, this broadcast, designed around you, our listener. This program is designed to get you to respond and ask your questions, give your dialogue and discussion about the issues that we discuss each and every day. And let me remind you, as we discuss these issues, we do so based on a central biblicist worldview. That is, taking the events of the life, the events of the world, events locally, nationally, and internationally, and examining them under the prism of the Word of God. What does the Bible say? We're talking about issues that affect our lives. We're talking about issues today that are perhaps paramount in our understanding of where America is going and what is taking place in our great nation. Let me just postulate a couple of questions as a prerequisite to our monologue today. What if we had no Bill of Rights? What if we had no constitutional liberties? What if we had no religious liberties? What if we had no freedom of speech? What if we had no freedom of press? What if today, ladies and gentlemen, we are like Russia or China or Venezuela or many other nations, North Korea? What would it be like? What would you feel? How would you respond? What would your thoughts be? You see, if we have no Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights, we'd have no religious liberties. We have no freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, with no religious liberties, it would absolutely be tantamount to being as in North Korea. There would be no Christian freedom. There would be no Christian ability, opportunity to have a church and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I am passionate about what we see happening and the rudimentary fundamental things that it points to as to where we're going in America today. In fact, one statesperson just made the profound statement that perhaps Elon Musk just saved America. And that may very well be the end result of what we find taking place today with the peeling of the Twitter onion. The peeling of the Twitter onion. We're going to be talking about the Twitter files with the sub-question, do we have a Bill of Rights? And Elon Musk is peeling the Twitter onion, and he says there's much more to be revealed. In fact, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, perhaps thousands of additional documents to be released. What will they show? What will it reveal? What will the peeled onion look like? That's what I want us to get a little inside glimpse of in this broadcast today as we talk about the Twitter files with the sub-question, do we have a Bill of Rights today? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, as I said a moment ago, we do so based on the central biblicist worldview. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made a profound statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he points to John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that we should adhere to, that we should seek and defend, ladies and gentlemen. In Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. It is forever. And ladies and gentlemen, if I can do a very, how would you say, elemental comparison, we have a Bible, the Word of God, that is the truth that endures forever, the truth of God. May I say to you, We have a Constitution and in it a Bill of Rights that may not be viewed as enduring forever, but it is the soundest document that's ever been created by mortal minds for any nation around the globe. We have been the benefactors of it now for over 2.5 centuries, and I believe it ought to be something that we look at and revere. It needs to be something that we embrace and that we are willing to stand for and speak the truth, regardless of what a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party, Democrat issue may be. So, ladies and gentlemen, go back to the fact that we are finding in our lives today a diminishing of truth. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be happening on an exponential basis each and every day. And I'm shocked, saddened, and feel very, very, very much very sensitive in relationship to the fact that the latest survey, the latest study shows that 55% of the millennial age group, 55%, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. In the article that states that, the title of it is, "Most Younger Americans Say There Is No Absolute Truth." And so when you see this taking place at the upper levels in the Beltway in Washington, you see it taking place on the national level in our state departments, and you see it taking place on the local levels in our city council and general political arena, ladies and gentlemen, it should cause us to sit up and take notice and recognize that we're rapidly diminishing, coming unfolded, unfurled, unwound as a nation. This article further says, "The loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, justice, and a sense of purpose and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization," this writer says, "that has abandoned the reality to this extent and survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, it is now," that writer says. And ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made the profound statement, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I once again challenge us with that. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, seek the truth. You'll not find it on the Communist Network News. You'll not find truth on CNN. Or CBS, or ABC, or any of the other fake news media. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to seek the truth, and the truth comes from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jan Hus says, seek the truth, he's not talking about finding it in the news media on the headlines. He's talking about finding the truth in the Word of God. So may I say to you today that we need to seek the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to the point of being willing to stand and risk our lives for the truth. Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote to that. Elon Musk has just placed his life in the crosshairs of the loose likes lost liberals that want to destroy the truth in America. And he has just recently said that he would not be surprised if there's not an attempt to assassinate him because of telling the truth. And so I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the seriousness of being able to stand and tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. There's a good benchmark to be able to find Tools for Time. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7 over the home of Tools for Time. Find the flag in the flagpole, and at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word intends it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I get so involved in what I want to say today and forget to remind you, let me tell you, you can dial 831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. And we invite you to do so today. I'd love to hear from you. There are a lot of things that's taking place in the news media and the world of news. Some is believable, some is not, some is absolutely fabricated and phony, but we need to learn how to decipher and determine the difference between that which is good and that which is ungodly and unholy, that which is real and that which is relevant versus that which is made up and used to have a purpose to go forth and to accomplish the end goals of what some are wanting it to do. We're talking about today the Twitter files. Do we have a Bill of Rights? So let's get some things straight today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get this. Elon Musk was a hero. Hear me. Elon Musk has been a hero in the eyes of all the left, you know, with his SpaceX program, with his climate, how would you say, automobile, his green car, Tesla. Everybody's been wanting to jump on the bandwagon. With many other things that Elon Musk has done. Everybody's been happy about it, the government in particular. The government's offered all kinds of subsidies in relationship to his cars. If you buy a Tesla car, what kind of subsidy you can get. They've been all excited about and hands on deck, all hands on deck, with supporting the SpaceX and the space program that Elon Musk has pioneered and done a highly successful job in doing so. Everything Elon Musk has done, he's received praise and accolades from the left until the past 30 days. In the past 30 days, what has happened? What has so dramatically changed the receptivity and the renown and the recognition and the accolades? What's so changed that from the left? Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk is being demonized today, and it's as a result of buying Twitter. He spent $44 billion to buy Twitter, and now he's determined that he's going to unpeel the Twitter onion and reveal what has taken place. You know, he's already fired about a third of the personnel at Twitter. He's already said, if you're not willing to come in back into the office, many of them have been working remotely. He said, if you're not willing to come back into the office and work hard, you can't work here. Elon Musk has already fired the chief honchos behind the steering wheel of Twitter that's been responsible for the demonization of President Trump and the destruction of our Bill of Rights and the deceit that has gone forth and the shadow banding of those that have put truth on the Twitter outlet. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever put anything on Twitter and you've said something about the COVID-19, or questioned COVID-19 injections, you've questioned the 2020 election, you've questioned anything about Biden, what Biden is doing, you've questioned anything about the Hunter Biden laptop story being sequestered, you've been banned on Twitter. You have been removed as a result of what has been taking place up until Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article says Elon Musk claims the risk of his assassination is quite significant. He posted that at 3:07 p.m. on December the 4th on Twitter. Elon Musk claims the risk of his assassination is quite significant. Another article that's on Twitter. Breaking news. Elon Musk is considering putting together a full team of medical experts to fact-check all the false things government officials have been saying about COVID. ladies and gentlemen, he's peeling the onion, and he's peeling it rather quickly. He's getting to the rudimentary, fundamental, elemental things of what's been taking place in America that our left has been using through Twitter to control free speech in America. And I go back to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach. Is literally the word reproach means dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we are in a society today where freedom of speech is no longer free. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place that's destroying our constitutional Bill of Rights. I'm looking at Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I've said many, 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 many times on this broadcast, I believe we're in the state of mourning in America in relationship to what is happening to our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our freedom in our great nation. It is something that we need to stand on and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in the process of having a tectonic change take place in our nation. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination in the Lord, to the Lord." We find that taking place today. The justification of the wicked and the absolutely the demonization of the good. Let me read that again. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. The word abomination means a stench to the Lord. And we see that taking place today in our nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the Twitter files. Do we really have a Bill of Rights? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand Elon Musk, I believe, and I'm prayerful that he will be safe, but I believe his life is in danger. The feds are threatening to invest. Listen, they are the federal government through the at the behest of the DOJ, which is at the behest of Biden and his family cabal, and the socialist Marxists that are running our nation today. They've already said they're going to investigate every business aspect that Elon Musk is in. They're going to try to ruin, they're going to try to destroy Elon Musk. So what has Elon Musk committed? What has he done that's wrong? Number one, fact number one. Listen, fact number one. Elon Musk has unveiled the truth of the fraudulent stolen election in 2020. Now, some might say, well, he's not fully revealed that. I believe he has. I believe he has unpeeled the onion to the point that if you believe that somehow, some way, with the FBI involved, directing what social media could present, what social media could not present, what need to be removed from social media just before leading up to and just before the election where the socialist Marxist cognitively depleted Joe Biden is now seated in the Oval Office. If you believe that somehow, some way, all of that was legitimate, let me just put it this way. If you're living in the Jacksonville area, you understand this. If that's what you believe, if you believe that somehow, some way, the election was legitimate, I will dismantle the Buckman Bridge and I will reassemble it in your backyard free of charge. Hear me. I believe without any shadow of a doubt, Elon Musk has just started unpeeling the onion. That's what's got everybody with the hair on fire in D.C. on the Beltway and the Biden administration and those that are trying now to destroy Elon Musk, just as they have tried to eviscerate, to destroy Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, bombshell, Twitter files suggest censorship driven by politics and connections, not facts. Elon Musk allowed Americans a glimpse into his explosive Twitter files in a process certain to take many more days, but the first release of memos gave a sobering look suggesting censorship on the platform, that is on the Twitter platform, during the 2020 election was driven by politics and political connections more than facts. Twitter's new owner used independent journalist Matt Tibbia to release a small fresh batch of internal documents Friday detailing how efforts to censor thought on the platform began, then accelerated during the last presidential election, building a crescendo with the momentous October 2020 decision by the platform to block any dissemination of New York Post story about alleged corruption detailed on Hunter Biden's laptop. This reporter said screenshots of the first memos made a compelling case that Twitter executives censored the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final days of the 2020 election, even though they lacked any substantiation for the justification that the materials were derived from hacking, and therefore it was a violation of the platform's rules of conduct. Former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker, by the way, Jim Baker was part of the Mueller report. He was part of the report that had, 19 Hillary Clinton DNC attorneys trying to determine was there a Russia connection with President Trump. They faltered and they failed in trying to impeach him on that basis because it was a lie. But it was Jim Baker, which was the attorney that after leaving that position as the former general counsel for that, he's now employed by Twitter as the deputy. It was employed by Twitter until Musk came in as the deputy counsel, laid out the lack of evidence even more clearly. He said, quote, this is a quote from Jim Baker, the attorney, general counsel, former general counsel that was then representing Twitter. He said, I support the conclusion that we need more facts to assess whether the materials were hacked, he wrote. At this stage, however, it is reasonable for us to assume that they may have been hacked, and caution is thus warranted. He says, the reporter said, I saw no evidence of any governmental involvement in the laptop story. And I could go on and on. It's a 5-page article. That's just the summary thoughts of it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just cracking the shell on the onion. What Elon Musk is doing today, he's literally unpeeling the onion one stage, one step, one fact at a time. And ladies and gentlemen, fact number one is that Elon Musk has unveiled the truth of a fraudulent, stolen election. And I believe that's going to continue to be the basis for what we see and hear in the media as the days go by. But I don't know if you have noticed it or not, but you can turn on any one of the Marxist media networks and you can roll the dial until Jesus comes, and you will not find any of those networks talking about these facts that's coming out in relationship to Twitter and the involvement with Twitter being told what to do by the thugs with badges called the FBI. And the FBI probably were carrying that out based on direct orders from the DOJ. But ladies and gentlemen, it should not be a surprise to us because before the 2020 election was the 2016 election. Before the 2016 election was President then candidate Donald Trump that for about almost a year and a half was running his campaign. And from the time he came down the golden escalator in Trump Towers and made the announcement that he was running, all of the Marxist media, all of the socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party were trying to find some reason to try to hang him. And that's what is taking place today with Elon Musk. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, a total all-out media blitz to find fault with and for the federal government to find fault with Elon Musk. Fact number two, Elon Musk has proven via the Twitter that the FBI told Twitter what they could publish and what they could not publish, what they could say and what they could not say on Twitter. We now know that the FBI met with Twitter executives weekly, according to the reports. I've got a fistful of articles, no less than about three dozen on my desk before me as I speak. There are dozens and dozens of these articles that validate the fact that Elon Musk bringing out the truth where FBI agents met with Twitter executives on a weekly basis, to tell them what's coming up and what they could say, what they could not say. Let's pause for a moment and digress from talking about Twitter. What do you think is taking place with Facebook? What do you think is taking place with Google? What do you believe is taking place with Instagram? What do you believe is taking place with Yahoo? What do you believe is taking place with all of the other social media platforms today, where you cannot, in fact, with emails, with text messages and emails, it's almost an impossibility to get articles through. Let me just give you a latest example. This morning, I read about 8 or 10 articles, news articles from reliable sources, and those articles, then I emailed to my personal email address so that I could pull them up, print them out, and highlight them and quote from them. Do you realize out of the 8 that I sent, seven of them are still out there in space someplace, never having come through to my email address that I sent it to me. I can tell you for a fact that our emails today are being monitored, censored, and blocked by the millions across America. And it's as a result, in my most humble opinion, of the same thing that Elon Musk is talking about today that had been happening for years with Twitter, as long as Jack Dorsey was in control, and Twitter having meetings each and every week with the FBI. Here's an article. Musk says Twitter suppressed free speech under orders from the government. Now, let me read that headline again. You would not think this would happen in a constitutional republic. You would not think that this would be possible to take place in a government that is for the people, by the people, not the people, as it's supposed to be today. You would not think that our founding fathers would have thought, by any stretch of the imagination, that this could take place, that could absolutely squander a free election and steal an election for the high office of president. This article, let me read the headlines again. Musk says Twitter suppressed free speech under orders from government. Now listen carefully before I even read a portion of the article. If our free speech is lost, if our First Amendment is gone, if we have no First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, it should frighten the socks off every Christian, every church, every pastor, every conservative, every patriot under the sound of my voice. It is time that we cease being silent and cease sitting in the corner. You see, the liberals, the woke agenda today is to say to every conservative, every Christian, every patriot, you shut up, you sit back in the corner, and you stay silent. Do not bother with the facts. Just be silent. That's the mindset. That's the push today. This article reads in part, Elon Musk suggested that Twitter was acting under government orders, hear me, acting under government orders to suppress free speech, with his remarks coming hot on the heels of the release of a trove of documents that lift the lid, I call it peeling the onion, on some of the social media platforms' censorship machinations around the 2020 presidential election. Twitter, quote, Twitter acting by itself to suppress free speech is not a First Amendment violation, but acting under direct orders from the federal government to suppress free speech with no judicial review, Musk said, is a tweet late and a tweet late on Friday. It's something that we must understand, must recognize. Musk's remark came in the context of Friday's unveiling of a series of internal Twitter communications that give insight into the steps taken by the social media platforms surrounding the free speech element based on the New York Post explosive Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it goes much further than the Hunter Biden laptop story. Right today, this is the reason Musk says he's going to unveil further, peel the onion further, as I call it, to show how the federal government suppressed anything negative about the COVID shots, anything negative about the lockdowns, anything negative about the mask. Everything that was said about COVID that the government did not approve was absolutely sequestered, was absolutely prevented to go forth so that it could not be known on a universal basis. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, with our religious liberties, our freedom of speech. And if we lose our First Amendment, none of the other amendments have any validity whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to come right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.